Hello, welcome to Look and See for another day. Today is Sunday, September the 26th, and Look and See is my photo blog. It can be found on the web at las.new-england.net.au. Today being the 26th of September, you can navigate to that day with the little calendar on the right-hand side of the front page. And we had another beautiful day in New England, New South Wales. 2 to 21 was the temperature range for the day. That's Celsius. So that was about 35 to 70 Fahrenheit. Very pleasant day. In fact, I got a bit sunburnt. I shouldn't have been outside without some suntan, sunblock cream. One of the problems of being at altitude, 1,000 meters, is that ultraviolet is somewhat stronger. I think it's about 21% higher than at sea level. Well, I took a walk around what we call our creek paddock, and not surprisingly, it's the creek paddock because it has a very small creek flowing through it. It is a very small creek, what might normally be called a babbling brook in England, perhaps. We have a spring which feeds it, so even though it's not flowing further upstream, we usually get a bit of a flow of water. It's a very rocky part of the property, or the immediate area of the creek is, and it's more like a mini gorge in places, with almost sheer rocks going down into the water. Well, the first thing I went to visit on my trip down to the creek paddock was a tree which I thought was dead. I had noted some weeks ago when I was taking photographs of a mass of blossoms on the tree next to it, that this little one was pretty much covered in lichen. But a few mornings ago, when I was passing by with the dogs, I noticed that it was sprouting a few blossoms, so I went down to have a look at it at a little bit closer this afternoon. And indeed, it's doing us proud. I'm not sure what will come of the rest of the tree, but sort of half of the tree is sprouting blossoms here and there. So this photograph is showing the flowers interspersed with the mass of lichen that has all but taken over the branches of the tree. If you look reasonably carefully at the branches, you can see that there are quite healthy smaller branches sprouting, so the tree isn't dead yet at all. We'll see how many more years it's got to go. The second photograph is of some of the visitors that we get every now and again to the creek paddock, and it's the herd of feral goats. These goats come and go as they please, and they don't belong to anybody, they're just wild, or perhaps the original herd had belonged to somebody, but this lot have certainly been around for some years, growing in numbers. And, of course, they're pretty sensitive to man, and as I approached them, they ran off. So the photograph here is of them running. But what you can't see is that just in front of them is the beginning of the drop into the creek. And the dark trees in the background are on the other side of the creek as it's rising up the other side. And what the goats did was run nimbly around the rocks to a point where they could jump across to the other side and then up a path up onto the heights again. So they certainly could move much more quickly than I could. It's pretty rough country in there. A little bit of a clue can be seen by the density of the trees and the dead trees fallen over in the foreground. Well, as I came back up from the creek, I almost whopped my face with this wattle in flower. This particular flower was about head height, and just being held immediately in front of my face by that branch that you can see on the right. So it's being suspended in midair with nothing else in the immediate vicinity. The tree proper was off to the right, and I liked the way that the sun was shining through from the other side of the leaves, so the leaves are backlit. It gives a very pretty effect, and the leaves look as if they're in pairs as wings. So I thought the effect was quite pretty. The fourth photograph is just a little bit further up the hill, where just caught my eye, this little flash of purple peeking over the rock. It's a fairly lichen-y rock in its own right, but that little pea flower just doing its little peekaboo act. You can see another couple of flowers in the background, off to the left, but this one was a solitary flower. Again, rather pleasing effect, I thought. So there we have it, some photographs for today, Sunday the 26th of September. I'm Gordon Smith, and if you'd like to email me, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for dropping by. Hope you can make it another day. Bye for now.